I'm Dr. Lorraine Day, and today I'm going to be talking with you about eye problems. Am I an ophthalmologist, an eye doctor? No, I'm not. But I am an MD, an orthopedic trauma surgeon. Well, you might ask why I feel I have the credentials to talk with you about eye problems. First, let me give you my credentials. For 15 years, I was on the faculty of the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine as associate professor and vice chairman of the Department of Orthopedic Surgery. I was also chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco General Hospital. But in 1992, I developed a tiny lump on my chest that on subsequent surgical biopsy turned out to be cancer, breast cancer. The story of my illness, which at one point was declared terminal, I give in detail on my video entitled Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore. It is sufficient to say here that I refused chemotherapy, radiation, and mastectomy, all the therapies my medical education had trained me to choose. I refused them because of their destructive effects on the body's immune system, the only system that can get you well and keep you well. Instead, I chose to get well by natural methods, by a 10-step plan that is totally natural, that has no adverse side effects, and that is totally free except for food, and you have to buy that anyway. Even though my cancerous breast tumor at one time grew from the size of a marble to the size of a large grapefruit in less than 3 weeks, and I was in terrible pain, I still refused all conventional methods of treatment because of their dangerous and even deadly side effects. You can see the pictures on my website at www.drday.com. Eventually, I was sent home to die, and at one point, I was not expected to live through the night. But I am alive and cancer-free, and it has been over 12 years since my tumor first appeared. After my tumor first appeared, I continued to get worse for a full 2 years until I understood the 10 steps of the natural health plan. Once I instituted these 10 steps, with 100% commitment, it took only 8 months for my cancer to go away and another 10 months for me to regain my strength. So in 18 months, I was totally well. It was through this long experience that I learned a great deal about how to get well from virtually all kinds of diseases because while I had cancer, I also had some major symptoms of Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and several other disorders. But as I got well from my cancer, all these other symptoms disappeared as well. It was then that I understood that virtually all disease is caused by a violation of these 10 natural laws of health that are operating on our body all the time, just like the law of gravity has an effect on every human body on Earth, whether we recognize it or not. Disease, including eye diseases and eye disorders, do not fall out of the sky, nor do they just happen. They all have a cause. Conventional medicine admits that they don't know the causes for most disease, including eye diseases and disorders. So all they are taught to do is cover up the symptoms with dangerous drugs, which are just dangerous chemicals. But these drugs never cure the disease, and in fact, they all have adverse side effects and cause damage to other parts of your body, even while they're doing nothing at all to reverse your particular eye disease or disorder. But there is a way to prevent and reverse eye diseases and disorders, and we're going to talk about that today. First, let me caution you if you are on any type of medication for a general problem or a specific eye problem, do not stop your medications abruptly. That is dangerous. If you choose to follow the natural 10-step health plan, first, get on the plan. Then eventually, you and your health practitioner, if you choose to have one, will realize that at some point you don't need the medications anymore. One more thing. You have the constitutional right and the God-given right to treat yourself, to decide what is right for your own body. But if you make this choice, you must take the responsibility. A large part of reversing disease, of getting well, is to take responsibility for your own actions. But this must be your own choice. Rockford Press, the publisher of this information, and I, Dr. Lorraine Day, take no responsibility. Now let's talk about eyes. One of the most frightening thoughts a person can have is that of going blind. To lose one's eyesight is a catastrophe that changes every aspect of one's life. Eye diseases are dramatically on the increase in America. Between 1991 and 1999, the prevalence of diabetes increased from 14% to over 25%. And the cases of diabetic retinopathy, serious problems with retina of the eye caused by the diabetes, increased from 7% to over 17%. Over that same period, cases of glaucoma increased from 4.5% to 14%, and the prevalence of macular degeneration increased from 5% to 27%. Overall, the proportion of people age 65 and older with at least one of these three diseases increased from 13% to 45% between 1991 and 1999. That means that almost 50% of all Americans age 65 or older suffer from one of these three major eye problems. Plus, another 20 million people have cataracts. Orthodox medicine views these eye diseases as big mysteries. The authors of the most respected medical textbooks on the eye repeatedly state that it is not known what causes these diseases. But the causes are known. Just as the causes for virtually all diseases are known, if only one investigates carefully and persistently.